Okay, I think you've got at least 10 questions covered, so now I'm going to throw another one back at you, and I want you to tell me, you've got 5 minutes left, the top three things that happened at ASCO related to NHL that you think docs in practice should know about. Nothing? That's not good. Not even one thing?
Well, I think the top things are, first of all, validation. The rituximab CHOP is still a standard, and that those benefits extend to both BCL2 positive and BCL2 negative populations, because there was some question along the way about whether there were subsets you could pick out. I think at this point that if you have a B cell, a large cell lymphoma that's CD20 positive, that's the standard of care. Now, I don't think we know yet what the best schedule is, but at least our CHOP on a 3-week basis times 6 cycles or CR+2 is standard of care. In indolent lymphoma, I think we haven't learned a whole lot at this meeting other than there's some confusion caused by the results of the ECOG study with Cytoxan fludarabine, because that group did not appear to benefit from sequential rituximab. But it's a small subset, and I think we can't really say too much about that at this point.
How about the last ASH meeting?
Clearly, the highlight at the last ASH meeting was the Van Oor study, which was this issue of using maintenance rituximab after R-CHOP chemotherapy. The other thing that did come out at this meeting I didn't mention was that there was further analysis of the ECOG study looking at large cell lymphoma, where they randomized patients to CHOP or R-CHOP and then to maintenance or no maintenance rituximab. And in that study, the surprising finding was that getting rituximab was good, and that wasn't a surprise. But it turned out that if you were treated with an induction CHOP regimen, then you really benefited from maintenance rituximab. However, if you got treated with induction R-CHOP, which is really now the standard of care, there was absolutely zero benefit from continued maintenance. So I think that's one of the biggest things at this meeting is confirmation that there is no benefit from using extended or maintenance rituximab after an R-CHOP induction regimen, at least in this study.
And again, I love to do a patterns of care and see what people are really doing out there.
I think that actually is one where most people are not doing it.
Yeah, I think the word's out there.
Yeah, I think that that's been pretty well hammered that people should not use it unless it's in an experimental setting. Again, I'm not against using this in an experimental setting if you want to try to set it up and do that, but I think we have pretty solid clinical trial data that can't really be supported, unlike follicular lymphoma where it's much more controversial.